It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You hear a lot about hackers getting at your stuff through your computer or your smartphone. Here's a new one, your printer. Columbia University professor Salvatore Stolfo leads a research team that says it's found significant security problems in HP printers. The research has led to some coverage saying hackers could set your printer on fire remotely. Stolfo says that's not the case.
Unfortunately, that's been misunderstood, and the response is, I think, a little bit overblown. What we've shown is for a particular family of printers, we were able to demonstrate paper that would be browned but not ignite in fire. There is a fail-safe device on the printer that works effectively. We came close, but no cigar, not able to actually create fire.
Okay, so no cigar, no ability to light a cigar.
Correct.
So leaving the fire issue aside, what's at risk here? If I have one of these printers, what am I at risk of losing?
The danger, I think, is far greater than just igniting paper in a printer. The danger is that virus writers could inject software into the printer that reveals private and personal and sensitive information. For example, the printing of your personal documents that may include your personally identifiable information, your tax forms, things of that nature. It is conceivable that that information can be scraped for that very critical data to use for identity theft, for example. That's one of a number of possibilities.
So how would this malware get into a printer, though?
By printing a specially crafted document that looks entirely normal, will print out entirely normal, but by having done so, it could install malicious software into the printer when that document is being printed on the printer. This is the core operating system of the printers that is being replaced by malicious software. And that is, I think, the first demonstration by our lab, and it's quite unique and particularly dangerous.
So whatever you print, you could be sharing it with the bad guys. Keith Moore, a chief technologist at HP, admits there is a potential vulnerability and says HP is evaluating the data.
We're still trying to replicate the behavior from Columbia University. So we have two model numbers that we're looking at right now in our lab.
What's HP going to do about this?
Well, we'll issue a software patch if we're able to replicate the defect. We take security situations very seriously.
Stolfo's team has tested only HP printers so far, but he says many other brands of printer probably have the same flaw. We have more at marketplacetech.org. Google has introduced indoor mapping for the Google Maps program. Maps for inside airports, malls. It's available on Android phones for now. It'll roll out other places soon. At first, I thought this sounded awesome. But then I got kind of sad, because it's one less thing we'll need to figure out on our own. It used to be if you wanted to find something, you had to look for landmarks, talk to people, piece things together, which is a hassle and frustrating. But it puts you in the real world. When you use your brains and wits to find something, you feel more powerful. Pretty soon, we'll just look at our little gizmos. It'll be about where we are now and where we end up, and not about finding our way. Look, I'll probably use these indoor maps. I bet they're fast and easy. But I'll miss being lost, and my brain will miss the workout. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.